In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The baptism of our Lord marks the beginning of his public ministry. With the descent of the dove and the voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased," Jesus begins the work he came to do. But why start here? What was the need for Jesus to be baptized? Or as John put it, "I have need to be baptized by you, yet you come to me." For we, like John, need baptism. We who are sinners are in need of the forgiveness of sins. We who are sinners are in need of eternal life. We who are sinners are in need of salvation. But why would the author and giver of forgiveness, eternal life, and salvation want to be baptized? But nevertheless, our Lord said to John, "Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Just as Jesus was crucified for us, he was also baptized for us. In our baptism, we pass from death to life. When Jesus stepped into the Jordan, the Lord of life was passing from life into death. At the Jordan River, the one who knew no sin became sin for us. At the baptism of our Lord was already making his way to the cross. For the wages of sin is death. But by his death, we live. Jesus was baptized so that he would be connected to us. In our baptisms, we are baptized into Christ's death and resurrection. In Christ's atoning sacrifice, we have the forgiveness of all our sins, the gift of eternal life, and the promise of salvation. The baptism of our Lord is that source that gives power to holy baptism. Just as the Trinity was present at the Jordan River on that day our Lord was baptized, that same Trinity is present in the Lord's in holy baptism every time we are baptized into the Lord's name. For in baptism, God is coming to us and making us his very own. It is by the baptism of our Lord that his righteousness, innocence, blessedness, and holiness are given by his word in the water and poured over us in our baptism. Jesus was not baptized to fulfill some law. He was baptized to fulfill all righteousness. And that righteousness is given to you and to me. Baptism is not the 11th commandment that God demands of us. No, baptism is the event in our lives that God connects himself to us. And when he does that, he brings all his promises that go along with baptism. As God's children, we live in those promises. We live in the promise that we have the forgiveness of sins and that we have the hope of eternal life. In a few moments, we will be hearing again great words of forgiveness, where Jesus will say to us again, "Given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins." Or in the Lord's Supper, our faith is strengthened, that faith that was given to us at the waters of baptism. The baptism of Jesus marks the beginning of his work as the Savior of the world. The baptism of our Lord connects the Savior of the Lord of the world to you and to me. And when his Father said, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased," the baptism of our Lord points to the one who gives to us forgiveness, life, and salvation. We give thanks and praise to God for the gift of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Indeed, he is God's beloved Son, in whom he is well pleased. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.